bags thoroughly, right here on my camera, and let me have them. Okay, well, here's a couple that are torn off you could use, one, and that son of a gun must be solid. There you go. Just a nice flat ball that I've got, don't have any gift to it. Okay. Going into bag 380.
Okay, 380.
Okay, double course assembled. Give me the, in fact, well, it's smooth on one side and has impact bits on the other. What do you need, Charlie?
The scoop. I mean the rake.
Pardon me.
Okay, and you've got about 17 minutes left here.
There you're talking. You through with the rake, John?
Yes, sir.
Tony, we through with the rake?
Yeah, we sure are.
Okay, here it goes. Look at that beauty go.
Around there, our number one priority is a vesicular result.
Yeah, I understand. I bet we ain't gonna find one.
You're doing real good there, Charlie.
That's the most frustrating job. You never make a living as a carpenter. You want a pressure suit, I'll tell you. Okay, John, how about spinning and taking one more picture of that in the ground? Could you?
Hey, I'm sitting.
At F-11 or so.
It's F-11.
Smile, Charlie.
Got it. Okay.
Can correctly identify this rock is out of North Ray. No, I can't. It sure looks like that rock that we saw.
Hey, Tony, at the bottom of this core, it looks whitish. And it's pretty coarse-grained. It's not... not real fine. It's sort of like the, a crumbly shock rock.
Houston, I'm looking, but I'm not seeing any.
Okay, after you get this core packed up, why don't you drive on back to the limb to the normal closeout position, and we'll let you sample around there, see if you can find one around there. You described something in a crater behind the limb.
The bottom was 32, Tony. Top is 27.
Okay, we copy that.